Okay, I'll take some questions that you have here. So I believe most of the questions were about the international experience here. How did we feel when we arrived? Whether we find it very different from education systems in Europe? And what have been the best tools that we have here available for us to make our international experience the better possible? So regarding that, I'll tell you a bit about myself. Before, I am from Spain. I studied there my undergrad. I studied business, then did an exchange program in London and worked there for a while in investment banking. After that, I moved back to Spain and work in a private equity in Madrid. And now I came here to Haas with the intention to learn some management and operational skills and, you know, come to an innovation hub where I can be closer to where all the tech trends are, every innovation is happening here. So I'm taking this opportunity to explore other industries with a lot of focus on the innovation field. And I'm looking to pivot into some role of innovation consultant, whether it is in-house or from a consultant perspective. So given my background, for me, the education system was very different to what I had in Spain. Here you'll find, and it depends on where you've been studying your bachelor's, but here you'll find that from an academic perspective, everything is super based on teamwork and participation and projects, real life cases and things like that. I like it because you get the theoretical explanations from very experts, but at the same time, you had good projects where you can work on to apply all the things that you're learning. And you will have a thousand of opportunities to experience how it is like to be an entrepreneur or a consultant or naming, I'm not sure what your future careers will look like, but there are a lot of resources here that can help you experience firsthand where you are learning. And then about the resources that you have once you're here, sorry, I will admit most of you. Hi everyone, welcome for those that have joined a bit late. We were discussing my experience from transitioning from Spain to the US. I have a bunch of questions that you've been sending in the past, but please, if you have any questions, I'll say, just jump in, unmute your mic and say it out loud. You can go to your participant at the bottom of your screen and raise your hand and I will call you in, or you can just type in your question. So I was talking about my experience here from an academic perspective as an international student. Many of you were asking if there was any like cultural shock or things like that. I'll say not on my side. I mean, it's different, but it's not something that I find it super different from Europe. Here you'll see that people are less reluctant to reach out to anybody. The one thing that I'm learning a lot in here is to network without fear or with no environments. You just go and reach out to everybody, a Haas alum or whatever student, or everybody that you that is working in a company that you're interested in. So the Americans are great at doing that, and I am learning a lot about it. In Europe, I don't know, in the past I've never felt comfortable doing just cold emails or cold calls to say, hey, I'm a student, I want to learn about your company, can we meet? And here is something that they encourage a lot. And I'll say it is super helpful when it comes to finding an internship or future opportunities. And so, yeah, I'll say in that sense, that's a bit different. Here, they're more open to make relationships wherever, and they are much more direct. But it is something that you wouldn't find as shocking. I wouldn't say I've had a shocking cultural crash in here. Okay, I see you're being a bit shy and nobody's asking questions, so I'll just keep talking.
I have a question. It's Mohamed is here.
Hi, how are you, Mohamed?
Muy bien, ya tú.
Muy bien.
Great. So I was born in Egypt, actually, and I live now in the United States. And I do have on the long term plans to come back to the region. And my question here is, how has can you can equip you to meet the challenges of doing business in a developing country. So I know that HAS has a center, AMENA, Center for Asia, Middle East, North Africa. And how can someone leverage the opportunities that this center can do? What exactly some of the opportunities there at HAS that we can use? I know there is a Business in Africa conference in April.
Yes.
So can you talk a bit about all of those opportunities, if you don't mind?
Yeah, I tell you the few that I am aware of, but I'm sure that there are more that I don't know. And if you, I can connect you with people that are interested in the field. But I know that there is, for instance, right now they are recruiting for students at HAS that are interested in doing consultant work for companies in the Middle East and North Africa. So this will consist of you being assigned with other Berkeley students, not necessarily from HAS. So that could be someone doing computer science or engineering. And you'll be assigned to a mentor, which is a professor at HAS. And you will be given a project for a company that is in this area. It is a startup. So you will collaborate with them in the distance and you will work that they need help with, whether there is international expansion or launching a new product or just making a minimum viable product, things like that, or devising the business plan. So you will be the one putting the business mindset into the consultant role. I've heard this is a super interesting program. I'm not in it and it is starting right now in the spring. What else? I know, well, there is a super good course in HAS, which is very famous, which is the IBD, the International Business Development. This is a very demanded course where you will be assigned to a project. And most of them, well, not most of them, there are worldwide, but there are many opportunities in Middle East and in North Africa. So you will have a course where they teach you how to some like business trends in the geographic area that you are assigned to. And with other HAS classmates, you will be working during the spring on the topic, on the challenge that the company is facing. And there in the last, after we are done with our spring semester, you will go there physically in 3 weeks to work with the client so that you will help them and finish like the presentation. Everything, most of the opportunities that I'm aware of take some sort of consultant roles with companies in the area. And I know we have a professor that is doing a lot of work in developing relationship with companies there. So if you're interested in doing business there, you will have the opportunity. Then there is this, the conference that you've mentioned that is in April. And I'm sure there are many other opportunities, but I cannot list anymore.
Amazing. Muchas gracias. One follow-up question is, you said you did some work in the Bay Area in venture capital, right?
No, I worked in private equity in Spain.
Oh, okay. I see.
Sorry. Are you going to ask a question? I will help.
Transitioning to do some work in a place like the Bay Area, which skills you deemed are the most necessary or lacking? Cultural wise, like crossing between a place like Spain and the Bay Area?
Mm-hmm. Well, for instance, you mentioned venture capital. I don't know if you are very interested in that. I'll say my weakness or disadvantage as compared to American people is that in the end, having a network is super important, and coming to an MBA will give you that. You will network with people from all over the world. And I consider that I had a strong network back in Spain and in Europe, actually, because I studied and worked for a while in London. But when I came here, I honestly haven't done work in the past with the US. So I don't have a network already built. So my disadvantage as compared to other American students is that they already have connections here. And when they arrived, for instance, the venture capital industry is an industry where opportunities generally, I say, come out because of your network. So you need to start working hard on building this network, and doing it from scratch is something that I won't lie, it is challenging. especially because you're competing with people that already have this network. So I'll say that was a disadvantage. But on the other hand, that is one of the reasons that I came here, because I wanted to start building a network here. And you're going to be having a lot of opportunities to do it. So whether that is, a lot of networking events or contacting and reaching out to HAS alumni in the Bay Area, which they are super approachable. They're always welcoming students to talk to them, have coffee chats, go to meet them in their offices and things like that. So you will have the resources to start doing it. But at the beginning, especially, I found that that was a disadvantage for me because I didn't have that network in the Bay Area. But apart from that, culturally, I wouldn't say that I have anything different than the American people. It is, in the end, they're valuing that you have leadership skills, that you have experience working in teams, whether that is in a super big corporate or in a startup. They value a lot that you take initiative. And I think those skills are things that it doesn't matter where you're from, you can have them anyway. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm going to make my friend join, who's here already. Hi, Esgi, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear it. Hello, everyone. I think, okay, you can hear me and hear it. Perfect. I'm Esgi. I'm also a first-year MBA student at Berkeley Haas. I'm from Turkey. I'll let you the questions continue, but I will also like add my bits and pieces of knowledge.
Great. So in general, have been a bit shy and they're not asking a lot of questions, but fortunately, we have your Excel with some questions. So if nobody has a burning question right now, here we have one. Great.
Hey, hi, Nai. Mohammed asked most of the questions I wanted to ask, but I guess framing it more in line with what I was thinking of, I guess I have two questions. So the first question is, you mentioned that you used to work in Spain, and I was curious, how does Berkeley set you up for choice in the sense that if you did want to go and work in Spain again or anywhere else in the world, do they set you up for that? Or if you even wanted to stay in the States and work there, how do you kind of feel that they've set you up for that? And my second question, I mean, you can answer that one separately, but my second question is, because I am international, I can't go to campus very easily. I do want to reach out to students who have experience in a specific field or are interested in a specific field, but I don't know how to do that. So what would you recommend for someone like me trying to reach out to those students?
Can I answer the second question first? Yeah, okay. So the second question is the easiest one. In the Haas website, there is like international student representatives, and then there is different email addresses for different regions. So if you send out your question saying that, like, I'm particularly interested with tech entrepreneurship and I want to contact with the students from that region, or I don't know, I'm from Ethiopia and I wonder, is there like any Haas students from Ethiopia? Send your questions there and then you will get a response in like 3 to 5 business day at max. And awesome. Then you will find out like who's from there, and that's the easy part.
Cool.
For the first question, I think that's kind of like the bit more broader. If you want to like stay in US, there's definitely like whole structures around it, especially to make people get ready and adjust the whole internship process. There's a like whole like coffee chat and networking culture in US, which is like, I find it like it's different from Turkey. So like how do you adjust to that? There's different workshops, one-on-one coaching sessions. Like there's a career management group who's kind of like helping you with that process in like either one-on-one coaching or more like group type of like workshops to get you ready from that sense. So that's definitely there. With the second area, let's say like after graduation, you don't want to stay in US, you just like want to go back to your home country or like some other country in Europe or like Middle East. In that case, there's a like existing alumni chapters in different regions. So if you definitely know you're going to go back, the kind of like first starting point for that is like going and talking with those like alumni chapters and seeing like what they are doing, what type of people are there. Are there any like Berkeley Haas alumni in your region that is like similar with your interest and things like that? That's kind of like the generally what the people do as a first step and then go from there onwards. One other thing, actually, it's a good question because we are currently working with Belen, is like how we can improve this existing relation between the, like particularly we are talking with the European alumni and also like the alumni in the Bay Area from Europe. So this year we are starting with some like video calls, like video conferences with current students and then like European product managers from Haas. So like bringing them together, and then similar thing is like making a sort of like alumni day at Haas. So we invite like European Haas graduates who are like in the Bay Area and like bring them into the campus by bribing them with some paella and sangria. So hopefully it will work.
Yes, exactly. That's our plan of action. No, I'll be honest here, and it's funny that you asked that question because it's a hot topic right now among us international students, because you will see that there are a ton of opportunities to do internships and full-time, I don't know, because we don't have second years, unfortunately, here, but we can put you in contact with anybody if you want. But in terms of internships, you'll find, as Guy was saying, a lot of opportunities on CareerNet that are for the US, and you will have a lot of resources that can help you prepare for facing the interviews and the whole application process here. Like the CMG team, that's great at that. But it is true that, unfortunately, especially because of the political situation here in the US, there are increasingly less companies that at the beginning, or at least like a priori, they are a bit more reluctant to hire internationals. But that doesn't mean that you don't have the chance, because I'll say that if you are super driven to do something, like a specific role, a specific company, you can always ask for help from CMG, or honestly, do it by yourself. You will learn how to network very quickly here. So you will not be afraid of reaching out to whoever you want to talk in the company and start building your own connection to finally get the opportunity to interview with them or whatever that is. So in terms of US, I'll say, yes, at the beginning, you're gonna be a bit concerned because of that, as I've been and we've been. But then you will start learning how to manage yourself around. And if you want to do interviews for us, for instance, I'm right now interviewing with Europe from here. The way that I've done it is, if there are offices in the US from some industry that I'm interested, I will directly tell them, can you connect me with the recruiter in Europe? Or I will reach out to Haas alumni in Europe. So in the end, you have all the resources out there, but you need to like kind of take the initiative to start moving yourself around.
Yeah, makes sense. Thank you.
No worries. Okay, I don't see any more hands raised, but I will take a look at your past questions. Actually, a lot of you were concerned with this issue of how is the international student facing the visa situation here, and so on and so forth. I think this is something that I've already addressed, but if you have more follow-up questions with the topic, please jump in. Also, Nai, I don't know if I'm pronouncing your name correctly, but great. If you have any specific field that you, like students from a specific field that you want to connect, just you can tell us right now and we will make our best right after, now that we're here, right after, to connect you with some classmates of us that are more experts in the industry that you're thinking about.
One thing I want to add to the previous talk on the like the international visas and what's going on at Haas. Haas this semester, Berkeley Haas started a program called Data Analytics Certificate. So basically, if you take certain classes within the MBA curriculum, then you are eligible to get this additional certificate, which now, like on the paper, I would say, is eligible for a potential STEM extension. So what the currently Haas program offers is working with the Berkeley, like overall, the University of California International Office, to put a like application together to Homeland Security. But I need to say, like, this is a very long process. They will apply, they are planning to apply this July/August, and then which we will know the results by the like the towards the end of the year from the Homeland Security, that whether this certificate is eligible for STEM extension. Because if it is eligible, then you got not 1 year as international, you have 3 years of work permit in US, which is like significantly different. They are working on it. The good part is like, even if you like, it's gonna impact us, because we are graduating in like May 2020. Like, if we get the certificate and if they manage to get the like the STEM extension, then which is perfect. What I would say is like, if you didn't apply this year, or like if you are gonna thinking to apply in the sometime, this is something to keep eye on, and then ask admission about the results in the like the towards the end of the year, especially if you are applying for like 2022 class, not the 2021 class. It's like, it's very exciting and it's very like important in the program office too, but it's also very bureaucratic and long process that like we can't promise or say anything that it's gonna definitely happen or it's not gonna happen. We'll just live and see.
Okay, great. I will jump into other questions that I have here. So someone was asking, what were the aspects of moving to the US and settling in at Berkeley that were more difficult to you than you could have expected? And do you find the environment at Berkeley to be mostly US-centric or quite international? Okay, in my experience, I'll say that the whole moving situation was easier than I anticipated. I have already moved from one country to another in the past, and I expected the whole bureaucratic administration things that you had to do much more difficult, but I'll say that Berkeley here helps you a lot. They have a lot of experience of welcoming international students every year, so you have all the resources to do it. The thing that is a bit more painful, I'll say, is to find the house, but it's not because of being international. I mean, US people also has it. In my situation, for instance, I was looking in the distance. I couldn't come here to Berkeley before, so I rented the house without having watched it in person, which is something that I've never done in my life in the past, but you will be super comfortable in doing it because everybody does it and there is no problem at all. You can trust the system here, so like people won't be lying to do or anything like that. I haven't heard about any experience, like bad experience in that sense. And then you will see, if you will end up coming here, that there is a whole system of connecting people that are looking for houses, where you can just like put your profile in the Excel and you can tell your preferences, like, okay, I'm a super tidy person, I don't want to be living with people that don't care about tidying your room or things like that. It might sound a bit silly, but in the end it is great for matching people together with different budgets and so on and so forth. I'll say that was the thing that was kind of more a burden for me, but in the end it wasn't that bad. I don't know, what about you, Eski?
Yeah, same. Like, I think the biggest difficulty is like for the visa process, everything was like simplified, because like the Berkeley does it every year for like probably 1,000 students, like considering also undergrads. So they are very knowledgeable about the process. The key thing is to find a house. And the good thing is about the house finding, though, there's like some houses in Berkeley that are passing down from like one MBA generation to another. So like you just got it from the graduating years, and then 2 years down on the track, you just like pass it to the like your next generation kind of thing, which is great. And yeah, saves you from going to the real estate guys, which are not the nicest people to talk to.
Yeah, exactly. And then the second question was around, do you find the environment at Berkeley to be mostly US-centric? I say this year, our class is 40% international, something around that. So in terms of the class, I find, okay, it is mainly US people, but all the class is super mixed and you will find a lot of people from all over the world, and it is very international. But when it comes to the academics, I mean, it is true. You're studying here in the US from professors that have been forming the US with professional experience from maybe all over the world, but that are mainly focusing on cases or industries, looking at it from the US perspective. Which doesn't mean that if you are interested in I don't know, let's say you're taking an entrepreneurship class and you want to learn about cases from entrepreneurs that are not from the US, that professor says super approachable. They will be more than happy to help you with finding cases in that specific geographic area or things like that. But yes, most of the classes in general are focused on the US system.
Hi, my name is Guido Katz. Thank you for this session. I would like to know more about the orientation days and about the entrance to Haas. Did it help you? What did you learn? And about the combination between the students?
Okay, I can start. Yeah. So the orientation at Haas, I'll say, it's very good, very well organized. When you come here, you start talking to your future classmates from like 2 months before coming here. You will have a Slack channel where you're all sharing your concerns when you are all talking about, hey, anybody has a house? Hey, how did you handle getting your driving license or things like that? So you will start having contact with your future classmates super early. And also you can reach out to the Berkeley organization at any point. And then when you come here, you have what it's called week zero, which is a week over which all of you start getting to know each other. It's super fun. One of my best experiences here at Haas. You are divided into different cohorts so that you have like some sort of groups where you can start like bonding a bit closer, and you have like a lot of, I don't know, competitions, or you start having like mock classes to see how the cases are handling in the US. Also, if you're international, you're welcome to, before the week zero, join kind of like an orientation day where they tell you about like the different culture clashes that you can find here, or I don't know, they address all the issues that from an international perspective you will be worried about, which is very helpful. But throughout the whole orientation week, you will very soon start feeling like you already can handle everything. And I wouldn't find it super different from an international or from a US perspective. You have a lot of activities to start getting to know each other. They work very hard so that the classes and the study teams that they make are very diverse, so that they match people from international countries also with US people, so that at every point you have like variety and diversity, and they do a great job at that. And yeah, so I'll say that the whole orientation for me was very simple. The only thing that I struggled the most, I'll be honest, was with the whole platforms and like the thousand of channels that they have to communicate with you. You will see that there is like a platform for the study courses, a platform for, I don't know, career, a platform for, so everything has its own thing. So when you arrive here, it's like, okay, I have like a thousand things that I should take care of and a thousand channels that I can address it with. But I mean, you will do so. It is no big deal. And you have a lot of support. I don't know if there is any specific area that you're worried about, but.
Yep. I'm just going to add one thing that we receive question regarding the families. Yes, there's a lot of students with the families, like especially also like with the like the kids and coming together, like moving together with their partners. If you move together with your partner or with your kid or both of them, there's a dormitory called University Village, which are basically like, it's not dormitory really, but it's like 1 to 2 bedroom apartments, and they actually have a like everything that you need. Like they have a childcare like on site in there. There's a, like a school for the small kids and like kindergartens and things like that. So if you are moving together with your partner and or your kid, you are eligible to apply to UC Village, which is great. Most of the people who are moving with their families like actually choose to live there because it's actually cheaper in terms of rent. Also, like it's kind of like subsidizing for the families, and they have like you have everything that you need in just like one area. So that's one thing. And then the other thing is like there is a very large and strong network of like partners at Haas, and I think it's called Haas Cups, like which are like the kids at Haas, like the parents' kids. So they have like special clubs for that, and there's a like lot of activities going on. And I would say like if I consider the social activities that are going on in Haas, like 80, maybe even like 90% of them are like open to partners. So like if there's a party, if there's a like, I don't know, like forum events, like you always come with your partner. The other thing is like partners also allowed to join and like audit some of the classes. So if your partner has a particular interest on like a certain topic or a marketing, then you can kind of like talk to the professor and say that, hey, is it okay if my partner audits this class and like come? So there's also like this kind of more opportunities for partners to develop themselves while they're here. Am I missing anything? Like if you have a particular question on families, I would say like send out the email on the like international students representatives website, and then we can connect you with the partners at Haas president, and then you can talk with him in detail.
One last question here.
Hello?
Yeah, it's Olusun. I don't know how to pronounce your name.
Yeah, it's Olusun. So I just want to first let me say thank you to Esgi. She was helpful during the application. I think we spoke like 2 days to the deadline. So thank you so much, Esgi. So my question is, I have two questions. First on, I want to know, how diverse is your class regarding African students, like your first year students? Do you guys have African students in people from Africa in your class at the moment? Then the other one will be around the consulting, the consulting concentration, like people that are interested in doing consulting, management consulting, post MBA. Are there enough supports and club? I saw a club for consulting, but I want to know whether there are enough supports from the school. Yeah,
sure. So regarding a consultant, I'll say most of the people come to an MBA with the intention to move to management consultant. And I think Esgi can give you more color here because she was a former consultant.
Yeah.
The support system for hiring for consultant here is spectacular. You'll have, as you were saying, a club for consultant. You have a speaker series for consulting where people get together and start preparing very early in the year for all the interviews and the cases. They do a lot of mock interviews. So all the big consulting firms come here to recruit. So I say that in that sense, if you come to the MBA to switch to consulting, it is a very smooth transition, I'll say. I don't know, Wesley, what's your opinion on that?
Yeah, like I would say like consulting, technology and entrepreneurship are like the three areas that the easiest to find resources. Like there's a lot going on in all different sectors, but like those are the most like, you know, you can very easily find out and like get everything you need. There's also like, I think the other good thing is, I think 30% of the class is coming like from a sort of like one way or another, like management consulting background. You also utilize those people to do like some interviews and preparation and like, you know, understand which one of the firms is actually better for you, which is great. I forgot the first question, to be honest. Belen, do you?
Yeah, first question was about the our current classmates that are from Africa. I don't know how many classmates from Africa do we have, but I'll say around 5 or something like that.
Yeah, I think this year we have 5 plus.
I'm trying to name them in my head and I reached to 5. Maybe there are more that I don't know yet. But yeah, something around that.
Yes. Like it's... we can give you the exact numbers after the call by like checking out the numbers. But I would say like anywhere between like 5 to 10 people. Among the like we are 280 or 285 this year.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
If you want to connect with any of them, just feel free to email us and we can redirect you to them.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Okay, a couple of more questions here. I'd like to know more about the UC Village that you mentioned. Sure. I think it's best if you email us with a couple that already has kids and they are living there. I've been there, like, because I have friends living there, and it's place is great, but I cannot tell you more than that. So I think it's better if we connect you to the right people.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
And how do you suggest an international student prepares before coming to Haas? Okay, I don't really know how to answer that question. I'll say you will prepare the same if you're international and if you're not. Okay, it depends on also how good your English is, for instance, because here very soon you will be expected to participate in class and in the study teams and things like that. So I wouldn't say, apart from that, like starting to be used to speaking in English and listening to English and understanding it, apart from that, I cannot think of any other way where you will prepare differently than an American student, but please ask if you have any ideas, go ahead.
No, I would say the same thing, like more on the, like it's, I think once you get in and once you get your offer and once you're like, okay, like I want to go to Haas, then after that point, it's a lot more like on like mentally and like the logistical preparation. Also like moving from the mindset of like, you know, being in work and like doing work jobs and then saying that, okay, like now I'm doing MBA, I'm actually spending my next 2 years on myself and like what I want to do with my life and like, you know, trying to understand a bit better on me or like, you know, switch my career towards a certain sector or an industry. So like that mindset shift is, I think, more important, and it's common for like both nationals and internationals, I would say. I think we sort of like coming to the end of the call, like it was 30 minutes, we kind of a bit of over it, but what I will tell like everyone who is in this call is like, I think Belen sent her email address like up in the chat, and there's also like emails that you can send from the Berkeley Haas like international students groups. Please do send your questions if we couldn't answer during this call to us, and then we will direct it to like related clubs or related people, and then you can have like one-on-one sessions with those students directly.
Yes. So thank you everybody for joining us. And as you say, please reach out to us whenever you have any questions. Happy to help.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a good day.